This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Now, this is amazing. Now, Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, had an opening statement last night. First of all, I tweeted out this creepy picture of her with her dolls, which they all look like Chucky from, remember the Chucky the murdering doll? It's creepy, but this is America's mother-in-law last night with her her opening statement, cut 24.
Senator Elizabeth Warren.
So I was born and raised in Oklahoma, but I'm sure glad to be in Texas tonight. All three of my brothers served in military bases here in Texas. That was their ticket to the middle class. Me, I got my big opportunity about a half mile down the road from here at the University of Houston back when it cost $50 a semester.
Now, let's stop for a second. Now, her husband is a professor who makes $400,000 a year. So my question is, for $50 a semester, how do you pay a professor $400,000 a year? Asking for a friend. All right, keep going.
For a price that I could pay for on a part-time waitressing job, I got to finish my four-year degree, and I became a special needs teacher. And after law school, my first big job was back here in Houston. By then, I had two little kids, and when child care nearly brought me down, my Aunt Bee moved in and saved us all.
I'm sorry. My Aunt Bee moved in?
Oh, no.
Have we fact-checked that? Is this like T-Bone McCory Booker? Have we fact-checked Aunt Bee? Is there really an Aunt Bee? My Aunt Bee moved in. Is she going for like American Gothic? Is that what this is now? Oklahoma, the fields of Oklahoma, where the wind comes whipping off the plain and Aunt Bee comes in and saves the day. Is that what this is now?
Child care nearly brought me down. My Aunt Bee moved in and saved us all.
Tilling the fields of Oklahoma hard into the night. Oklahoma. And then Aunt Bee. I mean, I think Aunt Bee's literally a character in the play Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken.
Andy Griffith.
Oh, wow. So now this is crazy because she went on to claim that she won't need to raise taxes on people in the middle class. She went on to say that. She also, and this is really what to me sounds like America's mother-in-law to everybody, I think, who can listen to this. I asked the crowd last night, by the way, Dawn, I asked the question. I said, any women offended by my comparison of her to America's mother-in-law? No one was.
No.
Because they all have mothers-in-law as well. Cut 17, please.
The way we change our trade policy in America is, first, the procedures. Who sits at the table? I want to negotiate trade with unions at the table. I want to negotiate it with small farmers at the table. I want to negotiate it with environmentalists.
Now, tell me this doesn't sound like Thanksgiving. Where you sit at the table. Tell me this doesn't sound like the mother-in-law telling everybody where to sit at the table on Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving.
Aunt Bee, you're sitting over there, not right at the head of the table.
I want you over there because you drink too much and you're going to start a fight with your brother. I want you over there. I want your wife over here because she can talk to the other wife who nobody likes. I mean, who's very quiet. So sit at the table on this side. That's exactly what I heard last night. It's all I could hear last night.
Who sits at the table? Who sits at the table? I want to negotiate trade with unions at the table. I want to negotiate it with small farmers at the table. I want to negotiate it with environmentalists at the table. I want to negotiate with human rights activists at the table. And you asked the question about leverage.
By the way, it's when you get married and you're doing the nameplates and then the mother-in-law comes in at the last minute and moves everybody around. I want the cousins at the head table. I can't have them at table two. These are my dear friends. I want them at table 14. They're barely here. You know, you go, oh, we just did all this work and now I got to move the name cards around. Now we got to move the name cards around because America's mother-in-law doesn't. That's all I heard. I didn't hear who was at the table. I just heard where the seating assignments were.
Who sits at the table?
Who sits at the table?
And where? On Thanksgiving dinner. It's like you walk in, there's little name cards.
Who sits at the table?
That's all I heard. Oh man, I can't even. She also said she won't have to raise taxes on the middle class, even though she's going to pay for everything under the sun. I don't know how, but cut number eight.
Let me take that to you, particularly on what Senator Biden was saying there about health care. He's actually praised Bernie Sanders for being candid about his health care plan. That Senator says that Senator Sanders has been candid about the fact that middle class taxes are going to go up and most of private insurance is going to be eliminated. Will you make that same admission?
So let's be clear about health care, and let's actually start where Vice President did. We all owe a huge debt to President Obama, who fundamentally transformed health care in America and committed this country to health care for every human being. And now the question is, how best can we improve on it? And I believe the best way we can do that is we make sure that everybody gets covered by health care at the lowest possible cost. How do we pay for it? We pay for it. Those at the very top, the richest individuals and the biggest corporations, are going to pay more. And middle class families are going to pay less. That's how this is going to work.
Direct question. You said middle class families are going to pay less, but will middle class taxes go up to pay for the program? I know you believe that the deductibles and the premiums will go down. Will middle class taxes go up? Will private insurance be eliminated?
Look, what families have to deal with is cost, total cost. That's what they have to deal with. And understand, families are paying for their health care today. Families pay every time an insurance company says, sorry, you can't see that specialist. Every time an insurance company says, sorry, that doctor is out of network. Sorry, we are not covering that prescription. Families are paying every time they don't get a prescription filled because they can't pay for it. They don't have a lump checked out because they can't afford the copay. What we're talking about here is what's going to happen in families' pockets. What's going to happen in their budgets? And the answer is on Medicare for All. Costs are going to go up for wealthier individuals and costs are going to go up for giant corporations. But for hardworking families across this country, costs are going to go down. And that's how it should work under Medicare for All in our health care.
Now, if you heard Ed Rendell earlier, he said that kind of talk is not going to, she can't win Pennsylvania with that. She can't. There's no way. There's no way.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.